you describe your style of singing and the songs that you pick?
I usually pick songs that I can feel and I can relate to. I think that way, vocally, it'll be more expressive and people can appreciate it more.
Now, Back Up, of course, is up-tempo. It sounds like kind of a club song. Not that I'm a professional clubber, but I do get it a little bit. So that's kind of, you know, it sounds like an up-tempo club song.
Yeah.
Do you have several of those kind, or do you like to mix it all up, depending on the mood?
It is a little bit of a mix. Yeah, I like to, show my fans that I can give them a little bit of everything, you know, so.
Very good. Now, what has it been like traveling from East Lansing to L.A.? You've even been to Holland.
Yeah, I just recently went to Amsterdam a couple months ago to record Backup. So.
Oh, that's where you recorded it. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Well, and you're only, I mean, can we say how old you are? See, at my age, we don't say. At your age, I mean, you're 21 years old.
Yeah.
And how long have you been singing?
I've been singing since I was 13.
Wow. And the YouTube stuff started when you were about...
19, a couple of years ago.
Are you surprised where you've gone with this? I mean, was this... Some folks look at this and go, oh, no, this was part of my plan. Was this all part of the design of where you intended to go eventually?
I mean, I feel like singing is definitely exactly what I want to do. I'm surprised at how fast everything has taken off. I mean, but obviously I'm very happy about it. So,
and one of the articles I read about you, it talked about initially when you sang covers. Now, I think I know what that means, but for our listeners, what does it mean when you sing a cover song?
You're basically just singing your own version of someone else's song.
Okay, very good. So when you're singing these and working through it, you're doing this and not writing your own music at first. You found to be a bit of a hurdle you needed to overcome.
Yeah. Yes.
And you've worked on that, and now you're doing that.
Yes, I have, actually. Backup, I actually co-wrote some of the lyrics of that. So.
Now, was that kind of a new thing for you, too? Or did you find, as you're going, okay, they say I need to write some of my own stuff, was that a whole new area for you to kind of delve into?
It was pretty brand new, but I did want to I wanted to start becoming more incorporated in my music and the songs I were recording. So, yeah, that's why I jumped in there. And
I'm guessing that was it a little easier than you thought it might be in writing your own things? Or let me put it this way. What comes first, the chicken or the egg? Do you see words and lyrics come to you first, or you hear music and then you work from it from that direction in what you've worked on so far?
Well, so far, actually, I heard the music first, and then the lyrics came to me. That's how it worked for me, so.
Oh, my gosh. What does your family have to say about all of this?
My family is they're very happy with how things are going. They're really supportive, too, about everything that I'm doing, so.
Now, do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I do.
Tell me.
I have two sisters, one younger, one older, and then I have an older brother.
Okay, and are they largely in the East Lansing area as well?
Yep, we're all here.
Wow. I mean, are they just so excited about what their sister's doing?
They are very excited for me.
Wow, it's truly amazing. What would you suggest to other young singers out there who are trying to get their start? I mean, you did this for me, I would think it's an unusual way to put things on YouTube. But folks in your age bracket, that's kind of what you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that's a venue to put forth, you know, music or other productions that you film, perhaps film that you've done, a short film. What would you suggest to other folks trying to get started? Granted, you're new in this, but boy, if you've got a single dropping, you're well on your way.
I mean, YouTube is a great outlet, so, I mean, just try any way that you can to put yourself out there, you know? Hard work and determination, good drive, you know? just keep pushing. Try to put yourself out there in some way. Do some kind of show. Do anything you can. Go do some karaoke. I've done that a couple times before, too.
Well,
just put yourself out there.
Now that would be scary to go to a place doing karaoke sometime, a restaurant, and you think, I finally got the courage to do it that night, and then Gabrielle Beatty gets up in front of you. I'm thinking, oh my, that might be the end of my karaoke career. What about the travel and so forth? Is that kind of exciting for you? I know it's kind of new in a way, but you've been doing that for a couple of years.
The first time, actually, it's a little bit of a story. The first time I went to L.A., it was kind of like a now or never kind of thing. I have to go right now, you know? And I hopped on the Greyhound bus, actually, for 2 days. And I didn't tell anybody that I was leaving. I didn't tell my family or anything. And I called them the second day, and I'm like, guess where I'm going? And they're like, oh, my gosh. And it was fun. L.A. was fun. And then I went to New York, and that was a bunch of fun. I love New York. And then I went to Amsterdam, and overseas, it's beautiful. It was a really fun experience. So
I mean, it's taking you on a lot of places already.
Yes,
in this short time. I mean, sometimes you hear about overnight sensations and some folks say overnight, but I've been doing it for years. Mm-hmm. This really is all happening pretty quickly for you in the scheme of things.
Yes, it is.
Wow. And how did you find your manager, or how did your manager find you?
He was watching one of my covers one day, and I guess he liked what he heard, and he liked my personality. And he wrote me, and then we met up, and we went from there.
That's a big step. Signing a manager is a big step, because
yes.
They're kind of steering your career at that point. There has to be a trust level.
Yeah, I definitely trust him.
And is this whole, all of this, the singing, the writing now and so forth, the singing you've been doing for years, but the writing and the business end of that, is this kind of stepping out of your comfort zone and it just kind of, I have to figure out how to move ahead with this?
It's new. And it's new and I'm just learning. I'm taking it day by day, you know. I'm learning new things day by day with all the business aspects and contracts and all. It's been pretty crazy.
It's quite an education from that part.
It is.
What's next for you? You've got your first single that is dropped, and where can people get or hear the single? That's important.
Can check it out on iTunes right now.
Oh.
Yes, download it.
Absolutely. What's next for you? What's the next step? What's coming up?
We're just going to see how the single goes. And hopefully it sells pretty well, and then we'll just go from there and keep making music and see what happens.
Do you have some new songs that you're working on? I'm guessing you've kind of always got a notebook with you, and you're ready to write some things down when you see it.
We actually did in Amsterdam. We've actually done a lot more tracks than are actually out right now. So we'll see what we're going to do with those. It's up in the air, but we'll see what happens.
So that's kind of when a good manager comes into play, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So Alex and you kind of watch things and watch how it sells and goes and what folks are interested in. So then you use that as a guide to see what song is going to drop next.
Yeah, what we're going to do next.
Wow. Can folks, so will they be able to hear this in clubs in the area soon?
I am hoping so.
Well, we're putting it out there then.
Yeah. Okay.
We need to have clubs doing it. I'm thinking, Desi, we need to hear a little more of backup on the way out if we can do that. Yeah. You're hitting it? Oh, sure. There it is right now. Well, Gabrielle, it's been such a pleasure to have you here in the studio. I hope you come back and visit us. And I hope you don't forget about us when you're either in New York or L.A. Remember us fondly. Love this song. Can't wait to hear the next one. I appreciate you being here very much. We've been speaking with Gabrielle Patti, who is an R&B singer. I think we're going to hear a lot from her for a lot of years to come. She's from the East Lansing area. She's still living here now. I hope we can hang on here for a little while longer. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS right after this.